Revelation Revealed, Part 2, Section 12, The Seven Spirits. Now, I did mention these seven spirits before that we see in verse 4 of chapter 1, but I want to expand on that slightly in a chapter by itself. We see seven spirits before the throne of God. Now, amongst prophetic futurists, I would say the most common viewpoint is that the seven spirits aren't really seven spirits. They're one spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit, who has seven aspects to him, which you can read about in Isaiah 11, verse 2. So most, or so I think, prophetic futurists would read it this way, the sevenfold Spirit of God who is before the throne. Now, in the Greek text, there is no such word as sevenfold. The Greek does not even allude to a sevenfold Spirit of God. It just basically says seven spirits. I used to strongly believe that this meant sevenfold Spirit of God. I no longer believe that to be the case. I am leaning towards the idea that there are seven distinct and separate spirits before the throne of God. Hebrews 1:14 tells us that God makes his angels spirits. Spirits can therefore be angels. So it's quite possible that these seven spirits are actually seven separate, distinct angels. And maybe John sees them or calls them spirits because they have a specific job or task in mind. Now, we see these seven spirits a number of times throughout the book of Revelation. So we really do need to get clarified in our mind what position we are going to hold to. Are these seven distinct angelic spirits, or is this the Holy Spirit with seven aspects, as some suggest can be seen in Isaiah 11, verse 2? Another thought to think about is that we are humans. We know very little about the angelic world. The Bible does speak a lot about angels, but as it says in one place in Revelation, that there are thousands and ten thousands and ten thousands of angels. In reality, we see in the heavenly realm, we see four living creatures. We seem to see seven distinct spirits before the throne. We see angels. We see seraphims. We see a multitude. Well, actually, we don't see a multitude. We see what I would say a few angelic beings of a multitude of angels. I believe that there is more types of angels than what we know of. We have to understand that the angelic world consists of so much more than what we know of. And when it comes to angels, we only know those angels that pertain to the story, the truths of the Bible. We know Michael is an archangel. We know he has a specific ministry, the same with Gabriel. But there are others. There are other types of angels that we don't know about because they're not relevant to the story, the truths at hand that we need to know of. So my suggestion is this. If the text says there are seven spirits before the throne, at least at this moment of time, I believe that there are seven separate angelic spirits before the throne. And that's how I will interpret these words as they are seen throughout the book of Revelation.